Earth.
After paying any other utilities and food and such, I'm probably left with £20 for 2 weeks if I'm lucky.
A 1,000-mile road trip by public transport.
I can't ever resist a certain childish glee at getting the front seat on the top deck of the bus.
Will Self's Great British Bus Journey on BBC Radio 4, next Monday to Friday at 1:45.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's Friday night, it's 11 o'clock. It's World on 3 with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, we're here at the Centre for Contemporary Arts in Glasgow, in the middle of the wondrousness that is the city's annual Celtic Connections Festival. And the city is just jumping at the moment. We've got a gloriously contrasting set of three artists for you here in this room tonight. We've got Swedish trio Versen, we've got Malian guitarist and singer Vieux Fakature. But starting us off is a band that the New York Times described as the best folk band to have come out of Scotland in the last 20 years. Now that's saying something. And here they are, starting off with one of their own songs. This is the Paul McKenna Band.
They came, were coming down like the axe that fell before. Tormented lovers, some might see, just trying to stay out of the way. Love's a mirage at the end of the day. Back when we walked the shore, we walked the planted ground, nothing below us anymore. Long and narrow stayed the course, and I was always so confused, but in the end I was standing with you. You never seemed to leave it all. Off the climb, the heart, the fall. It's in my head, it's not your fault. You never seemed to leave. Thunder from inside, in a world that's void of light, and I was sleepless for all of that time. I find it hard to recognize all the little things that hide, and the strength that it takes to survive. So
Tenor Band. And that one was Never Seem to Leave, which was one of your own.
Yeah, well, I wrote that song, I co-wrote it with a Canadian songwriter, a guy called Dave Gunning, who's awesome, yeah.
And Paul, you're from Glasgow yourself, aren't you? Has that influenced the way you write your songs and your music?
I suppose it has, as well as everywhere else that I've been and seen throughout the last few years that I've been touring in the band and on my own. So yeah, I suppose Glasgow influences everything. It's home, so yeah.
And it's the rest of the band are from various different parts of Scotland, but all based in Glasgow as well, I think. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about... there seems to be a definite Irish influence in there as well.
Yeah.
Am I right in hearing that?
Yeah, there's a few of us here. I've got a kind of an Irish background, and well, being from Glasgow, a lot of people do. So that's that's definitely a big influence for this, and it has always been a big influence for this band since we started.
And tell us about the next song you're about to play.
We're going to do a song, another song that I co-wrote with another songwriter. This time, a songwriter from Australia called Liz Stringer, who's an awesome songwriter as well. And it's called Broken Houses.
Before down by the shore, and you were my shelter, you held my feet. And the world is getting larger, and I see the ever growing fleet. Broken houses, so the bones, the sound of family that makes this feel like home. From the hills. From the guilt that won't you lend. And now I am going where I can be free. And I pray that all that haunts will lose my scent eventually. Broken houses, solid bones. Sound of family that makes this feel like home. They echo back to me. My time has passed, and the memories fade like an old stained photograph outside the frame. And I'm looking up now, I can see the clouds, and the people are singing a song from a life I once gave back. Broken houses, solid bones. Closing my eyes, I'm here. Just one more song from home. For the fields of songs they echo back to me.
Thanks very much. What's that? It's lovely to be here. It's a pleasure to be involved in this live broadcast. Hope everybody listening can understand me. We just came, we played our gig tonight in the concert hall and raced up here as soon as we were finished. So we're going to carry on with another of my own songs. And I wrote this song a couple of years ago now, when I lived in America for a year. And it was it wasn't the most enjoyable time in my life, because I worked in Disney World. Exactly. That's why I was miserable. But yeah, so I felt very, very homesick when I was there playing music, and I wrote this song about halfway through. I miss Glasgow, I miss my friends and family. I didn't enjoy being a princess, actually. This one's called Long Days.
Trapped in the present day, longing for the future. Grateful heart and teeth lying, and I'm grateful for the past. Grass is always green until you try to walk it, and the earth in all its glory holds you in an empty pocket. Long days, wandering minds, to the end of what we call a road, and the endless paths that won't wind. Long days, wandering minds. The ones you love in search of something greater. The ones you find cannot replace. The ones you left behind. The life just passes by like waves upon the ocean. Time trickles down the rolling hills. A journey set in motion. Long days, wandering minds. To the end of what we call the road. The endless paths that wind. Long days, wandering minds. Come to part with loving friends and laughter. 4,000 miles will lie between, a bond that never ends. Returning home to find you're happy ever after won't be the same when someone isn't there to hold your hand. Long days, wandering nights, to the end of what we call home, the endless paths that wind. Long days, wandering minds, to the end of what we call the road, the endless paths. the time. All this wonder remains.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Well, we're going to do a song now, a song that's set in Glasgow, and it's it's an old song. It's an old traditional Irish song. It's about a man who came over here from County Clare. And tried to find work, like many Irishmen did at one time, and found work on the building the hydro dams in and around Glasgow. And there were so many Irishmen doing that type of job, and they were known as the Mickey Dams. This is the Mickey Dam. Thanks a lot. Well, we're going to do another traditional song for you now, and it's another Irish one, and it's a song about a man called Michael Davitt, who was an important political figure in Irish history, and the song's called "The Banks of the Moy."
I went on my ramble from Swinford to Sweet Ballyhale. I met with a maid as I rambled, and her name it was Mary McGee. She sighed for the rights of old Ireland, Michael Davitt, my brave Irish boy. He is now in a prison in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. He is now in a prison in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And I quickly approached this fair maiden, asked what was the cause of her woe, and what was her reason for misery that forced her from her home to go. She sighed for the rights of old Ireland, Michael Davitt, my brave Irish boy. He is now in a prison in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. He is now in a prison in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. Sweet 67, we had brave men and chimney also. There was a young Peter Carney, God rest him, he died in Killarney also. It was the rule by my darling Mike Davitt in the valleys and plains of Armoy, and that's why he's a prisoner in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And that's why he's a prisoner in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And now to conclude and to finish, I hope that the day soon will come when these cruel landlords and bailiffs from the Isle of St. Patrick must run. We'll offer all our green and gold banners, we'll raise them for Ireland on high, and we'll drink to a brave Michael Davitt from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. We'll drink to a brave Michael Davitt from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy.
Okay, we're going to do one more for you, and this is another song that I wrote with the fabulous Dave Gunning from Nova Scotia in Canada, and he's an absolutely amazing songwriter, and I spent a lot of time in Canada last year, so this one's called "Beyond the Day." Thanks very much for listening to us, and enjoy the rest of the music that's happening tonight. It's going to be great. Thank you.
will I go beyond the day? There's no good reason to be afraid. We all must stumble on the way to whatever awaits beyond the day. Into the fire with candles dim, we may be followed by autumn's wind. The light flickers before it fades, and all the colors fade away. Do we go beyond the day? Is there a place for us beyond the grave? Heaven knows, no one can see if we remain beyond the day. There's a feeling ever near, with every change comes to live in fear. Generations have failed this way, but we're together all the same. Where do we go beyond the day? Is there a place for us beyond the grave? Heaven knows, no one can say if we remain beyond the day. If all for nothing, if all is here, if what were my sins everywhere, everything along the road within the sun sets the gold. Heaven knows, no one can see if we remain beyond the day. Where do we go beyond the day? Is there a place for us beyond the grave? Heaven knows, no one can say if we remain beyond the day. Where do we go beyond the day? Is there a place for us beyond the grave? Heaven knows, no one can say if we remain beyond the day. Oh, heaven knows, no one can see if we remain beyond the day.
Vocal Baron Cahorn, Conal McDonough, vocal pipes and flute, that's the Irish pipes we're hearing there. Conor Markey, vocal bouzouki, electric guitar. Robbie Gregg, vocal fiddle. And of course, Paul McKenna on lead vocals and guitar. Fantastic stuff, thanks lads. Brilliant, playing live for us here at the CCA in Glasgow. Now this week, many of us have been celebrating the birthday of Robbie Burns. So if you're into your Scottish song, make sure that you catch Radio 3's Music Matters tomorrow, that's Saturday at 12:15, because they're doing a series all about language and music around the British Isles. And this week, Kate Mollison will be exploring Scots dialect in song. And the singers include Corinne Polwart and Sheena Wellington, so that should be a good one. Now, we are in the middle of things, and in the thick of things, really, at Celtic Connections, and the whole of Glasgow is just humming with music. You can't walk through this city at the moment without bumping into a musician that you know or whose albums you've bought, and it's All three artists that are playing for us tonight have actually all come from doing another concert somewhere else in a different part of this city today. Malian guitarist and singer Vieux Facatori is just coming in from his gig at the Old Fruit Market. So as he gets his guitar tuned and plugged in, and Paul McKenna and the band move their instruments off the stage, I'll play you a little interlude of three tracks. A preview of the forthcoming Ganka album, Mystery of the Bulgarian Voices, then a young band from the Golan Heights called Tutard. But first, here's a Malian Mississippi Delta collaboration. There's some really interesting collaborations to be made there. It's Boubacar Traore and the title track of his album, Dunia Tabolo.
Thank you. dumarode e ja panga dunga chinya e dumarode e dove ta dove na la dumarode e dove ta dove na la dumarode ne capire tali la dumarode e ne capire mamma dumarode e ne capire tali la dumarode e ne capire mamma dumarode e ja saya dunga chinya e dumarode e ja panga dunga chinya
Biotti Blues from Toutard. We've been enjoying their debut album, Laissez Passer, Let Him Pass, which is named after the special situation papers that residents of the Golan Heights have to carry. And I'm hoping that those papers are going to do their job and let the band pass through to London in a week or so, where they're going to be recording a session for us on Wealden 3, which is the programme that you're currently listening to, with me, Catherine Tickell, and our live audience in Glasgow. We've got Swedish trio Versen playing live for us in about 30 to 40 minutes, and I'll be playing you a selection of Hugh Masekela tracks as a tribute to his memory and his music. But now, fresh from his gig at the Old Fruit Market, and now that we've found an adapter so he can plug his pedal board in, it's been major panic through the last few minutes. Please welcome Malian singer and guitarist Vieux Fakatore.
Thank you.
Via Fakatouri, playing live for us here at the CCA as part of Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the song we just heard?
I want to say good evening first to you, to everybody here. Yeah. We just finished to play now. Right now in the Celtic Connection. I just finished to play, left it in the stage. I have to come to the BBC, so, you know.
You've been running around Glasgow.
Around here? No, I'm just flying from Mali directly to come here. Yeah, I come last night, all the day, and this morning I'm doing television show and all this stuff. I didn't have a rest, but it's fine.
Well, it's really lovely to have you here playing for us. Now, your father was the amazing guitarist, Ali Fakatouri. Was growing up listening to him, was that what made you want to be a musician yourself?
Yeah, you know, it's not like the people think, you know, not just to come to stage playing, give the people fun. It's not like this. You know, when he's starting to doing music on this time, because he didn't read. My father never got school. He speaks French, but he never got school. So he don't know the contracts, he don't know anything about how it's working. So this why the people just take him here, they give me just paper sign, and he sign, but he don't know what he signed. So we have like this kind of things, and they take his money all the time, they bring here, he play, and they give. He tell me one time, so he just get like 100, sometime 100 or 200, or the concerts like for 1,000, 2,000, something like this, you know. So the day he see somebody like Nigel see all the problem, he say all this money is going. So he say, don't know, they just give me 100 or 200. Say, no, that's not possible. So this time he's starting to work with good person, honest person. Now, it's fine, you know. And when I'm say, okay, I want to be a musician, he say, no, it's not good. It's not good. You know, it's many, many bad person in the music. It's not like the music, but it's the bureaucracy of the music. He say, don't do it, that's one. You go to have to be like soldiers or something else. You're gonna get your pay every month, no problem. But I don't wanna be soldiers, you know. It's same. I wanna be soldiers in the guitar. It's fine. Yeah, yeah. So it's why he tell me to be something else, not music. But I'm, you know, I'm starting to be no, papi, please. You know, it's my what I want. You know, should be good guys. He say okay. So let's see. And he's starting to show me some stuff, you know, how to play. Everything I have to learn from, like, 1 year, it's, like, very quick. 1 week, puff, it's finished. Say, oh, thank you, Daddy, you're good. Yeah. So, you know, it's, for me, now I'm here, I'm work with good persons, I don't have any problem, and if you give me contract, I want to just read. If it's not good, I give to you. You have to change, yeah. I finished my school, everything, I'm professor of music, so I think I'm done, yeah.
So, so what's the next piece of music you're going to play for us?
Okay, the next is the song I sing for my dad too. You know, his name missing because I miss him too much. I traveling a lot with him, you know, before he died. I travel a lot, you know, like friends or actually my first concert, he bring me the stage. It's a big story. The first time I go to the stage, it's in French and I don't know the name of the, it's like Vichy, they say Vichy. You know Vichy? It's where we play, actually I played the first time in the stage. It's like 5,000 peoples. And I was supposed to play calabash, you know, just to play with me calabash. Because before I play calabash, drums, everything. So when he started to bring me, he said, okay, it's better now you play calabash. Sometimes you play guitar. So let's go. I say, okay. When we go in the, when the concert starting, just before they say, oh, okay, welcome, Ali Farka Touré. And he say, okay, now you have to go doing three songs before him coming with the guitar, just to you. I say, oh, yeah. I never been on stage. I never see this huge person here. I say, what do you say? He say, no, go. Three songs. And I'm just taking the guitar like, I don't know what I said. The only time he say, you have to play now. I say, okay. I play this three song, but it's very short. Like 1.5, 2 minutes. And I say, well, it's done, three songs. So you have to come now. Let's go. You know, so sometimes I play calabas, sometimes I say, okay, the guitar, calabas, guitar. You know, that's, you know, sometimes I'm just thinking all this, we drive it together in the desert, everything. So I play the kind of song I only play now, it's like missing. So it's for him.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next songs. I want to play one of the songs from Ali. It's named Jalabi. Yeah, maybe you already listened this one in this album. Thank you. Okay, now let's go to the North Mali again.
Leo Facatore playing live for us here in Glasgow. Thank you so much for coming here. Wasn't that such a pleasure? And I can see our Glasgow audience were just sitting there rapt through that. The soulful sounds of Leo Facatore just taking us to completely far from Glasgow in our minds through that. Right, as Vjep unplugs his guitar and Swedish trio Vesen get ready, they've come straight from another concert at the McIntosh Church, so they need to get on the stage, get their instruments out, get their breath back. So while that's happening, I'm going to play you another CD sequence. And this time it's a tribute to the South African trumpeter, composer and singer Hugh Masekela, who died earlier this week. You'll hear Stimela, written in 1972 and based on his childhood memories of migrant workers coming to his grandmother's house. She had like a little drinking house, a legal bar sort of thing, and the workers would come there and tell him their stories about coming on the coal train from Mozambique to work in the mines. Then after that, you'll hear the anthem that is Bring Him Back Home, Nelson Mandela. But starting off this triptych of tracks, let's have Grazing in the Grass, which was a last-minute addition to the 1968 album Promise of the Future. And apparently the album wasn't quite long enough when he thought he'd finished it, and he was sent back in to, oh, just go and play something else. So he did, and recorded this in one take, and it went on to be a number one in the US. And it's such a positive sound.
Thank you. sangela shagwa kuka Bati sisumba malashe
Sisumba malashe
Stimela Sihambanga malashe Sivele tala kupayi Sangela shagwa
I want to see him.
the unmistakable sound of Hugh Masekela, who died on Tuesday, aged 78. One of the world's finest and most distinctive horn players, a powerful singer and songwriter, and a fierce political voice. If you tune into Monday's edition of Jazz Now here on Radio 3, you'll hear Soweto Kinch paying further tribute to Hugh Masekela, the man and his music. This is Radio 3. You're listening to Wills on 3 with me, Catherine Dekel. And now you're about to hear more live music from Swedish trio Versen and Roger, Mikael and Olof. I'm very pleased that you're here. I've been a fan for a very long time. And you've been playing together for a very long time. It's about 27 years, I believe. Is that right?
29.
Keep me right, Olof. So, Roger, how do you keep things musically fresh when you've been working with the same two other people for so long?
I'm like a plastic wrap, I think, to keep them fresh. No, I think the sandbox of the things we do in this band is still... I bring out the seven-year-old in me, still.
Because it's such a treat to play with these musicians.
Yes.
Well, they're all fantastic musicians. And what a really interesting combination of instruments we've got here as well. All stringed instruments. We've got the 12-string guitar of Roger, the viola of Mikael Marin, and then this instrument here, which looks... It's a beautiful thing. It looks almost the cross between a hurdy-gurdy and a viola. What, Olof, tell us about it.
It's a nickel harpa. It's mine.
But I can't have it.
Yes. and it's an old Swedish instrument. The oldest picture is from 1350, and it's been developed all the time. And this is a new one. The way it looks now.
So because I imagine originally they were not chromatic, you would have less notes than you do today, is that right?
Yes, it was just one row of keys and it wasn't fully chromatic and you didn't have sympathetic strings on the early ones. So it was maybe three strings, one melody, two drones.
And the sympathetic strings, they kind of ring and make the instrument that give it that characteristic sound.
They give a spacey sound, a reverb, but also make the notes much more mellow than without this kind of nickel harpa. Without sympathetic strings, it's really nasty.
Well, yours certainly isn't nasty. And it looks really complicated with all the levers there. So we're going to hear that. The sound to look out for there, for people who can't see it, is it's almost like a... Well, in fact, just play me some of it. Isn't that gorgeous? Ooh, and what a combination, as I say, of the instruments. So... I was saying that you've been playing together for such a long time and your music does have a very characteristic sound. I mean, there's the Swedish traditions are always kind of there in the DNA of the music, but there's a very characteristic Versen sound and you're all writing tunes. So, Mikael, is there a blueprint for Versen arrangements? And if so, can you teach it to me?
Well, I wish that it wasn't so easy just to... But I think it's the way we make music. Some of us brings a melody, and we learn it, and then we start to like improvise the arrangements in real time, so to speak. And all of a sudden, it's done.
That sounds great. Sounds so easy. And Roger as well with the 12 string, and you have your very distinctive way of playing this instrument as well, and covering such a wide range of sound. What would you say your musical role is in the band?
Well, I'm the bass player, percussion player, harmony player, and second melody player. So that's four fees for you. No, well, it came from me playing the fiddle for 10 years, and then when moving back to the guitar, because that's what I originally played when I started in music, I started to experiment with tuning and restringing the instrument. So, because I needed some lower notes, so I down-tuned it and also to make it more open.
So that's another thing that contributes to that particular Wesson sound. So you're going to play a few sets for us now. What's the first one going to be?
The first one is a waltz composed by Mikael, and it goes by the name Wesenwalsen.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a Polska composed by Roger. It's called the Summer Polska. And we're going to continue with a wedding suite. It's music composed for our fourth member of Essen. His name is Andrea Ferrari, and he's with us sometimes, and he plays percussion. He got married.
Yes, he got married. So now we're three. So we're going to play the wedding suite that we played at in the church 4 years ago in Stockholm when Ellis and Andrea got married. So here it is. It's a march and a polska. Thank you.
you. I've been searching for my bow during 30 years, and now I found it. It was a bow maker in the southern part of Sweden. His name is Ulf Johansson, and I tried it for 2 minutes, and then I bought it. And it was crazy expensive. And for you who don't know anything about bowed instrument, this might look like a stick of wood. But it's not only wood. It's down here, it's mother of pearl. And if you want to know why, I can tell you. I learned it from an Estonian orchestral musician. It was an old guy, and I asked, why is it mother of pearl down here? And they said, when, I can tell you, when the rehearsals is really boring, you look into this and you just dream away. Oh, sorry. Besides the pile of money, I made the bowmaker a polska. And the name of it is Stråkmakarens polska. Thank you.
exquisite sounds of Swedish trio Versen playing live for us here at the CCA on Sockey Hall Street in Glasgow as part of Celtic Connections. Next week, World on Three will be back here in Glasgow with Irish singer Derry Farrell, the Lian Band from Iran, and Glasgow's own folk supergroup Imar. But for now, from me, Catherine Tickell, and from all of us here in Glasgow, thanks very much for listening. Thanks also to Paul McKenna Band and Vieux Facateurs for playing earlier on. And now to play us out into the night, Versen.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. A Polish couple of hours to open tonight. Music from Poland or about it by Panufnik Szymanowski and Janacek. And first of all, hear a concert from Wrocław in Poland in 2014 devoted to music from the Polish Baroque. The composer is Grzegorz Gorczycki, who studied in Prague and Vienna and was ordained in Krakow in 1692, later on becoming director of music at the cathedral there. An ensemble of players and six singers here, directed by Andrzej Kosendiak, opening with a selection of hymns and psalm settings, including the Nunc Dimittis from Gorczycki's collection Completorium.
Ex ore, 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 ex Multitigunt, quis ostendit nobis